The scores of last year's MCAS tests given to Springfield school students rose across the board at a higher rate than the gain recorded by school districts statewide. And the dropout rate has fallen more than any other school system in the state.
I think our most important metric is the dropout rate. In the last 2 years, we've taken it from 11.5 to 6.5%. An incredible decrease, so we're very proud of that.
Superintendent of Schools Dan Warwick said the turnaround plan he introduced when he became superintendent 3 years ago is working. Warwick spoke Friday to an annual convocation of faculty and staff. He called the district's 2,700 teachers heroes and the heart and soul of the Springfield schools.
So I believe in our staff and I believe in our strategic plan, and we're going to move the school system forward.
This year, roughly 65% of the Springfield schools will administer a computer-based test known as PARC. State education officials are evaluating PARC as a possible replacement to the MCAS, which has been used in Massachusetts since the 1990s. School districts were given the option this year to use either PARC or MCAS. PARC is based on the Common Core standards.
The Common Core standards are good for our students. If we're going to teach them, we want to see how our kids are doing and learning them. We're one of the first districts that have complete units of study reflecting the new Common Core standards. And we're also improving the technology because the kids have to take the test on the computer. So they need to be taught with computers all the time. So it requires a radical change. I do anticipate a drop in scores at those schools, but clearly the decision was made around the best interests of the kids.
Andrea Hogan, an English teacher at Van Sickle Middle School, said PARC will be better for students because it is a more rigorous test than MCAS.
We're preparing our kids to be 21st century learners. We want them to be both ready for careers and college, and there's no better way to do it than to think critically. And I think these assessments are great to get benchmarks and then to show growth.
Tim Collins, the longtime president of the Springfield Education Association, the public school teachers union in Springfield, denounced the standardized tests. He called MCAS and PARC crooked yardsticks.
What bothers me most of all is if it's not tested, it's not valued, and we're no longer educating the whole child. The social, emotional, spiritual, behavioral growth of kids is every bit as important as the academic growth. That building good character makes for good neighbors, good parents, good citizens. That's a big part of our job.
State education officials this summer invalidated MCAS test results at the Dryden Elementary School in Springfield, citing a high number of erasures in test booklets. Warwick said an investigation is underway.
But there's no accusation of any student cheating, and there's no proof to date that have been shared with us of any allegations against staff.
A new art school will debut in Springfield on Monday with 60 students in grades 6 and 9. The district will offer universal free lunch for all students this year. Springfield, the second largest school system in New England with 27,000 students, is one of 10 high-poverty school systems in Massachusetts to qualify for the federally funded program. Springfield will receive $15.4 million for the lunch program. Warwick said the meal quality will be improved with more fruits and vegetables on the lunch menus. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.